Right now, however, Norma Boshoff is standing by. She's a sister at a TAH Belleville. Not quite sure what that stands for. Norma Boshoff, welcome. We're talking about doggy blood transfusions. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
So grateful to hear from you. Now, when my producer brought this to me, I was very confused because I was worried about mostly consent. How often do dogs need blood transfusions?
The dogs need blood transfusions basically the same as for humans when they've got a shortage of blood. Some diseases cause like tick fever when their blood levels fall too low. With trauma, for example, in a motor vehicle accident when they lose a lot of blood. And sometimes there's also some types of diseases like autoimmune disease. It's a very fancy word to say that the body is attacking its own red blood cells, then they need blood transfusion.
And as a result, in fact, dogs are able to be blood donors.
Yes. So blood donors, they come in every 3 months, just like humans. And we take a sample and then we will test their blood and give it to the dog that needs the blood.
How TAH stands for Tygerberg Animal Hospital. How often do you actually see dogs coming in requiring blood transfusions in a year at the hospital?
In a year, it depends on your... It's very seasonal. Sometimes it's more frequent in summer when you have your tick bite fever. Where the temperature rises, you'll see it more. And I have to give a percentage in a year's time. It's about probably 50 dogs,
sure,
or maybe more.
And if I'd like to, I mean, how do I know if, as a dog owner, that my dog can help and can?
Unfortunately, there's a few criteria that you need.
Okay.
You can't bring a little chihuahua for blood donation. So it needs to be a fairly healthy big dog, at least over 25 kilograms. They need to be not too anxious or very sociable, if I can put it that way. And they just need to be healthy, and their vaccines need to be up to date. And we do it every 3 months.
Can I do multiple donations from my dog?
Yes. So just like humans, they can donate every 3 months, so they can basically donate 4 times a year.
Normally, as a human, they kind of say to take maximum a pint at a time. What's the max you can take from a dog?
That is exactly the same. We use exactly the same bags, so that's why your doggy has to be at least 25 kilograms. That's why we love our Great Danes. We love our Dobermans, our Burbula. Anything that's nice and big that can handle losing half a liter of blood.
Well, I hope that our listeners are listening or are paying attention to this and are going to get in touch with you, Norma, because I if we can save another doggy life, particularly when you say things like tick bite fever and stuff, I don't want a dog to die on the basis of that because we weren't able to get blood. Great to know that we can have generous dogs. I'm still worried about the consent thing. But I assume that our dogs all want to help, so that's cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't have a say in the owner's side, but they are usually very brave, and we treat them with respect and love, and they get nice treats. So most of them are very happy. They come with their tails wagging in to the hospital.
That's very cool. All right. We want to help as much as we can. I hope all of us are listening and paying attention to this. Norma Boshoff is the sister at TAH Belleville talking to us about how your dog can save yet another dog.